Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, it's Martina from accounting. I'd like to reserve the main conference room for a meeting I'll be leading on Friday with colleagues from our New York office.
Sure, that shouldn't be a problem. What time is the meeting?
It's from 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay, I'll block off that time slot for you. Do you need any special equipment besides a laptop and projector?
No, but I'll need the key so I can go in a little early and set up. Can I pick that up on Friday morning?
Absolutely.
Number 32. What is the woman preparing for? Number 33. Who most likely is the man? Number 34. What does the woman want to pick up on Friday morning? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Satoshi, have you already started working on the budget for next year?
Not yet, but I do plan to start it in the next day or so.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to add some new engineers to my team next year if we can afford it. I thought one might be enough, but I realized we'll probably need three to handle our company's new contracts.
No problem. I can include that in the budget. I'll just need the details about the positions, including the job titles and expected salaries. Could you send that to me?
Number 35. What task is the man responsible for? Number 36. What does the woman want to do next year? Number 37. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Business Suit Outlet. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm interviewing for a job next week, and I wanted to buy a new suit.
Congratulations. Do you have anything particular in mind?
Well, there's one in your display window that looks nice, but I don't really like the color.
That one only comes in black, but we do have suits in other colors that are fashionable and appropriate for business.
Okay, I can only spend $150, and I'd like a style similar to the one in the window.
Let me show you some suits in that price range. By the way, any alterations needed for the suit are included in the price.
Number 38. What does the woman need a suit for? Number 39. What does the woman dislike about a suit on display? Number 40. What does the man say that the price includes? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Ellenville Public Library, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from the company Grover and James. We're interested in filming a scene for a movie in the lobby of the library. Its historic architecture is just what we're looking for.
Well, we actually had a film shoot in our library last year. And the thing is, they said it would take one day, and it ended up taking three. I'm concerned that will happen again.
I understand. but this is a very short scene.
Well, we have a board meeting here next week. I could give you 10 minutes at the beginning to give us the details.
Number 41. What kind of a business does the man most likely work for? Number 42. What does the woman say she is concerned about? Number 43. What does the woman agree to let the man do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Axel Schmidt's painting titled The Tulips.
Unfortunately, his paintings aren't on display, but it's just temporary. We're putting new flooring in that gallery. If you come back in a couple of weeks, the floors will be done, and you can see all of Schmidt's artwork.
Oh, that's too bad. I really wanted to see that painting.
I'm sorry about that, but we sell items featuring that painting in the gift shop. You could buy a souvenir so you could enjoy the tulips every day.
Number 44. Who most likely is Axel Schmidt? Number 45. What renovation does the woman mention? Number 46. What does the woman encourage the man to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Dimitri. Are you still working on your sales report? Collecting all the data from the car dealerships in my region is taking me such a long time. Especially because this year management wants additional information on vehicle purchases, like model and color.
Are you using the sales computation software? That's what I used for my report, and it worked really well.
Oh, you already finished it?
Well, I'm done collecting and analyzing the data, but I'm having trouble with the presentation. We didn't get any guidelines for that.
Remember Julie's presentation last year? It was very impressive. The slides are available on our company intranet.
Number 47. What does the speaker's company most likely sell? Number 48. Why is the woman surprised? Number 49. Why does the woman say,
"The slides are available on our company intranet"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for coming in, Omar. You might have heard that Rosa Garcia is retiring at the end of November. This means her position as Director of Information Security in Singapore will be vacant. I'd like to know if you'd be interested.
Oh, that would be a promotion for me. Well, I'll need a little time to think about it and talk it over with my family. I do have a question. When would I start the position?
The first week of December, ideally. We'd pay for all your moving expenses, of course, if you decide to accept the offer.
Number 50. According to the woman, what will happen at the end of November? Number 51. What does the man want to know? Number 52. What does the woman say the company will pay for? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Miriam, did you hear that our construction company won the bid to build the river dam next to Burton City?
I did. This is such a major project for us. The dam's expected to produce enough electricity to power all of Burton.
Right. Say, do you know when construction will begin?
I don't, but here comes the project manager now. He may have a better idea. Gerhardt, are there any updates on the dam construction?
Well, we're going to have to wait until all the permits are approved. It'll be a while before anything else can happen.
Number 53. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 54. What does the woman say a project will do for a city? Number 55. What does Gerhardt say needs to be done? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I have a question about a customer's prescription. I'm sorry, I see you're busy.
I don't have much to do.
His doctor prescribed a 30-day supply of this allergy medication, but I noticed we only have enough on the shelf for 15 days.
Our weekly delivery arrives early tomorrow morning. Go ahead and give him the 15 and ask him to please come back for the rest. It's allergy season, so we're selling a lot of that medicine.
Then maybe we should increase the number of bottles in our next order from the distributor.
Number 56. What does the woman imply when she says,
I don't have much to do?
Number 57. What does the man notice about some medication? Number 58. What does the man suggest doing in the future? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning, Ms. Davis. We've received comments from your legal team on the terms and agreements for the Travel Rewards credit card that we issued.
Could you explain the revisions we need to make to be in compliance with the law?
Sure. The problem with the agreement is this. It doesn't disclose to users that if a card isn't used for a year, the account will be suspended.
Oh, that's an oversight on our part. We're glad you caught that.
We don't want to be fined by banking regulators, so all cardholders will need to be notified by the end of the month.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What kind of document are the speakers discussing? Number 61. Why must the document be revised by the end of the month? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list of expenses.
Ms. Giordano, it looks like the last of the wedding guests have left. My staff's going to start packing up our dishes and loading the van.
That's fine, thank you. The food was delicious. My son and his new wife were very happy with your service.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. And again, I'm sorry that some of our wait staff were late arriving. They said they drove right past the turnoff.
I understand. The venue is difficult to see from the road. I really like this location, though, with its view of the mountains from the gardens in the back.
Number 62. Look at the graphic. How much did the man's company charge for its service? Number 63. Why does the man apologize? Number 64. What does the woman like about a venue? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and seating chart.
Hey, Thomas, you like concerts. Any chance you're interested in the local band showcase this weekend? I have two tickets that I don't need.
You got tickets to that? That's surprising. I heard that they sold out in just a few days.
They did, but I actually won these in a radio contest. That's why I'm giving them away instead of selling them. Good seats, too. Right in the middle, close to the stage.
Sure, I'll take them. Thanks. Why can't you go?
This weekend is my parents' anniversary. My sisters and I are planning a party for them at their home in Boston.
Number 65. Why is the man surprised? Number 66. Look at the graphic. In which section does the woman have seats? Number 67. What is the woman doing this weekend? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and directory.
Hello, Bellevue Apartments Management Office. Can I help you?
Hi, I'm Azusa Suzuki. I'm a new tenant here and I live in 2A.
How's everything in your apartment so far?
Very good. One thing, though. When can you put my name on the building directory? It still says the previous tenant's name.
No problem. I can send someone over now. Unit 2A, you said?
Yes, and I'll be stopping by your office tomorrow with my February rent check.
Okay, see you then.
Number 68. Who most likely is the man? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which name needs to be changed? Number 70. What does the woman say she is?